Hi, this is Jim O'Neill, and I'm a first year creative multimedia student with LIT Tipperary. I just wanted to give a brief insight to what it's like to be a mature student returning to education. Of course, I agree that students from all ages and backgrounds can find their first year pretty difficult. Those students who are coming from secondary school education, well, it can be all new and a little daunting, but I'm here to say very, very exciting. And I say this because this is my second time entering into third level education as a mature student. My first time around, I studied art at Waterford IT, and that was between 1999 and 2002. During those years, I witnessed the stress of college life upon students both young and mature. But what I came to realise was that college is, in fact, an endurance test, similar to a marathon. And if you approach college life that way, you will succeed. What I mean is, students are broken up into three groups. You have your marathon runners, you have your walkers, and you have your sprinters. Now, if you're a sprinter, you will burn yourself out and you will not go the distance. College is not a race, it's a marathon. You will have to prepare well, and when you engage, pace yourself. Young students from second level education have done all the prep work but need to pace themselves, and in college, this means balancing your lifestyle. Your extracurricular activities should not outweigh your college work, and this applies vice versa. All work and no play doesn't make Jack a dull boy, but more of a dropout. College can be part of the fun we desire in our life too, but we need to be focused and consistent. Your social life is just as important to your education and life experience as college will be. Plus, other factors like food and rent, etc., need to be maintained so they don't interfere with your study. It's all about balance. For mature students, the same applies, but in a different context. For mature students, our extracurricular activities can include rearing our families, making sure there's bread on the table, and also engaging in social situations. These can have a hampering effect on college life. There is, of course, the added stress of being out of education for so long, it can feel like we need to speed up so we can keep up with our lecturers and fellow students and our external lifestyle. But remember, we do not have to race. We are not in competition with each other, but we are with ourselves, and only we know how fast we can go. So don't get frustrated. Just keep on top of things. Keep it balanced, and remember, our life experience will kick in when needed. The one great thing about the human species is the ability to adapt to situations, especially those of the unknown. Like I said, this is a marathon. You have your sprinters, but you also have your walkers. And in this context of college, your walkers relate to those who never engage or don't even try. It also relates to laziness. The lazy man's tool or phrase is, "I haven't a clue," or "I don't know what I'm doing." For the majority of all students in their first year, they don't know what they're doing or even have a clue as to what it's all about. For if you did, you wouldn't be in college in the first place. The fact is, life is all about not knowing, not having a clue in what we are doing. You should never give up, because if you give up, you're giving up on yourself. You know, we all go to college for different reasons, some to get jobs, some just to better ourselves and our situations. For me, passion and enthusiasm is the road to self-empowerment and self-worth. And if you have the thirst for knowledge, not just for getting jobs, because you want to do better as a person, this will put you on the road to success, not just in college, but in life too. It's been said a lot by our lecturers and members of the student union that the college years will be the best years of our life. But what does that mean? Is it because we're on the road to having a new career? Or is it because of the friends you will make will be the best friends for life? Well, these are all true. But in the end, from my own experience, what makes it truly great and exciting about college life is the fact that the person I was, who entered college in 1999, was truly a better person when I left in 2002.